All right, Shabbos, say good morning. So we are picking up on the bottom of page Reish Gimel. If you remember, again, we started yesterday this idea that the chassid, we spoke about actional chassidos, and we spoke about what we'll call cognitive chassidos. And cognitive chassidos, what he called chassidos b'machshava, ultimately, again, manifested itself in a desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, right? And we spoke about the idea of distinguishing in life what you do as a selfless act versus what you do as a selfish act. And although sometimes even the things that you do for selfish motivations are good, for example, the Ramchal said, a person goes ahead and serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he wants to elevate his soul, because he wants schar and olam haba, because he wants to feel good about himself, because he wants to lead a meaningful life. Those are all very noble things. But interestingly enough, those are things that I do for me. Right? Those are things, ultimately, again, that are selfish. Selfish. So the Ramchal says, that's a wonderful way to start. But at the end of the day, a person should try to graduate to the level where they do things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not doing it for me, but rather, again, I do what I do in life in order to amplify the greatness of God as felt in this world. And by extension, kind of linking back to what we saw before, when I go ahead and I see something that diminishes from the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel the need to take action, to act, and to try to remedy that as well. And there is a pain that I feel when other people don't pull their weight for God. Not in anger, chas v'shalom, not getting upset at someone, but I feel bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the greatness of God is most acutely amplified when everyone does their share. But when I see other people who I perceive are not doing their share, are not pulling their weight, then my heart breaks for the Ribono Shel Olam. Because ultimately, again, his name could be so much more acutely felt in this world. His greatness could be so much more wonderful if everybody was doing their part. We're on page Reish Dalet. The Choshekim, Amash Shememai to Atzma B'Shogig, O Be'ones, O Be'chul Shas HaTeva, Asher kasher lo lishamer minachatam b'cholis. And I will say, of course, it goes without saying that even aside, of course, from my feeling bad when I don't see other people pulling their weight, you know, there's something even more important, which is I feel bad when I'm not pulling my weight, but other people. I feel bad when at the end of the day, I don't do what I'm supposed to do. And again, we're not talking about chas v'shalom, a person who knowingly engages in negative activity. But b'shogeg, sometimes I just do things accidentally, ba'onis, extenuating circumstances, b'chul shas hateva. Or sometimes I just end up doing things or not doing things because I'm a human being. Chul shas hateva literally means inherent or natural weakness. Right? At the end of the day, I just sometimes I just drop the ball. Not because I don't care. Not because I'm looking to do something negative. Not because, again, I'm looking to go ahead. Nothing. There's no malicious intent. I just sometimes drop the ball in life. It just sometimes happens. So it says that Ramchal, when that occurs, I feel bad. But I feel bad not just because I haven't lived up to my potential or the expectations I have for myself. I feel bad because at the end of the day, as a result of my dropping the ball, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness is not as manifest in this world. When I do what I am supposed to do, that expression of love for my Creator, the presence of my Creator is more greatly felt in this world. And when I drop the ball, it's not. So I feel bad. I feel bad not because of me. I feel bad because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, he says, Asher kasha lishama lishara minachatam b'cholis. We all know it's difficult to avoid sin at all times. Ki inyan akasuv, ki adam ein tzadik baretz, asher ya'aseh tov v'lo yechta. We'll say Shlomo HaMelech writes in Koheles, there is no person who is so righteous in this world who always does what is right and never sins. All of us make mistakes, and all of us drop the ball. What the Ramchal is just trying to reorient a little bit over here is, when we do make those mistakes, we very often view those mistakes through the prism of ourselves. What's the impact of the mistake on me? What's the impact of the misstep on me? And the Ramchal says, just as important, the chassid is sensitive to not only what is the impact on me, but kiviyachol, what is the impact on Hashem? And I will say, now we're not usually used to talking this way, because when you think about what's the impact on Hashem, so of course the answer is nothing, right? There's no impact on Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rises. But again, what he's saying is, it's not true. It's not true the same way that as a parent, my child might do things. Do they impact me? I mean, in a tangible way, my life is still going to be the same. But I'm sad when I see my child making certain missteps. I'm sad when I see my child making certain mistakes. Those mistakes or missteps may not materially impact me. And they're not going to cause me to have to do anything different. But there's a sadness when someone I love doesn't live up to the abilities that they have. Or at least as I perceive it as a human being. Alachas kama v'kama, when it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a sadness that's there. So my job, he's describing over here a very heightened level of the chassid. Right? So the chassid is someone who is not just concerned with the impact of his actions on himself, but he's concerned, kivyachol, with the impact of his actions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does this make kivyachol the Ribono Shel Olam feel? And what's the impact of God's presence? What is the impact of this on God's presence in the world? He goes on, it's also, if you think about it, it's funny, out of everything we learned in the Ramchal so far, this I find to be one of the most dramatic ideas. Almost a need to have empathy and compassion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which, if you think about it, does not make any sense. But yet, what it does is, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, there is empathy and compassion for how my actions make him feel, and then ultimately, again, how my actions either increase or decrease his presence as it is felt in this world. When I do what is expected of me, I amplify the feeling of divine presence in this world. When I don't, I decrease the feeling of divine presence in this world. He goes on, he says, Amru, kol chacham Yisrael, sheyesh bo dvar Torah la'amito, u'misaneach al kavodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Any chacham in Yisrael, such a beautiful idea, who has, sheyesh bo dvar Torah la'amito, who has true Torah inside of him, u'misaneach al kavodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and literally, again, he sighs over the kavod for Hashem. What does it mean, he sighs over the kavod for Hashem? What it means is, he sighs when he feels that Hashem's kavod is not justly served. Val kavodon shel Yisrael. And he sighs for the kavod of the Jewish people. Because he feels sometimes the kavod of the Jewish people has been impugned. Kol yomav throughout his life. And ultimately, again, he desires to see the glory of Yerushalayim, the glory of the Beis HaMikdash. But why? Why does he desire to see the glory of the Beis HaMikdash? Not just for me, not just because it represents personal salvation, but because the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so much more acutely felt when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Will Yeshua Shetitzmach Bekarov? And he yearns ultimately again for the salvation that will go ahead and come to fruition shortly. Ulikinas Golios, and for the ingathering of the exiles. A person who walks around and feels this pain and desires this each and every day, but again, not just for the ramifications it has for him as an individual, but because of the beautiful ramifications that it has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zochel Ruach HaKadosh B'dvarav. Such a person ultimately reaches the level of Ruach HaKodesh. Such a person ultimately reaches the level of acquiring the Divine Spirit. You see this incredible idea that when you see people say, this is not new to us, yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, yearning for Mashiach, yearning for Geula. But again, I think a lot of times when we yearn for these things, like we yearn for most things in life, it's for me. It's for me, which is okay. Like the Ramchal said, that's okay. But that's only the first level. The Chassid yearns for it because he understands the beautiful ramifications that represents for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or more specifically, that when these things occur, the presence of God is amplified, the presence of God is more acutely felt, and the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much more manifest in this world. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem with this next section tomorrow.
Never seen your face.
It's good. Thank God.
You need me to step in and just sing us a shout.
Sorry.
Yes, just, you can just make a cameo if you'd like.
Because it's my mind.